This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene. I think...
Good afternoon, Paul. What's going on? Are there gremlins to match my delightful radio voice?
No. Oh, just a frog in the throat and a ghost in the machine. No, I think we were just... We've had so much clamoring for more of you, Rolene. We thought we'd try getting a little bit earlier, but I guess being punctual is better than being early or late.
Oh, shame. Love to all my listeners.
Wow. Yes. So, frogs notwithstanding, and we hope we speak for all of us when we send you a refer shalema wishes. What exactly is happening with Airbnb in Israel?
Oh, gosh, what is happening with Airbnb? Well, yesterday, a lot of excitement reported by the media that they had backtracked their extremely controversial decision, which was to delist Jewish-owned properties in Judea and Samaria or the West Bank, however you choose to look at it, which, of course, led to a lot of consternation and also the legal ramifications for Airbnb. And a lot of the criticism coming from people was not just that it was discriminatory towards Israelis, but Airbnb had clearly stated that they would not be listing in conflict zones, but yet only singled out these Jewish-owned properties. So a lot of criticism towards them to say, hang on a minute, why aren't you delisting in places like the Crimea or Russia or China or places where there are gross human rights violations? Why are you... excuse me, only singling out the Jewish state. Also coupled with this was a class action suit filed by Israelis who hold dual nationality, saying that this is an absolute contravention of American anti-boycott laws. It's also in contravention of Israeli laws, which state that you cannot discriminate against people based on where they live. It wasn't an issue of anti-Semitism. So at the moment, executives from Airbnb are in the country. In fact, today, Airbnb's head of global policy and public affairs, Chris Lehane, received a helicopter tour of the country, which was an attempt to try and get him to better understand geopolitically the situation on the ground. And this was given to him by Gal Hirsch, who is a brigadier general who is the chairman of the Israeli Leadership Institute. And he said, you know, this is our attempt to try and explain just how complicated the situation is on the ground. So Lehane is in Israel. A quote from the company is that we are here to meet with a variety of stakeholders, and as a result of our meetings, have an even deeper understanding that this is an incredibly complex and emotional issue, which we would have hoped they would have done in the first place. But yesterday, perhaps reported prematurely by the Ministry of Strategic Affairs, as well as the various media, that they had backtracked on this decision. So a little bit of confusion at the moment. And a spokeswoman from our tourism ministry said that their statement had been issued in response to one that she had received from Yuval Lidor, who is the representative of Airbnb in Israel. And Lidor said that the statement says that this will not be implemented in practice. What exactly this means, we don't know. But according to Lidor, he says Airbnb expressed its unequivocal rejection of the BDS movement and communicated its commitment to develop its business in Israel, enabling more tourists from around the world to enjoy the wonders of the country and its people. This could come at a time when we are seeing a record high of tourism to the country this year. I think it's some 14 million tourists have come to Israel this year. And in fact, Jerusalem has been touted as one of the most popular, if not the most popular, tourist destination in the world. And this also comes on the back of another epic BDS fail, which is that the Pink Floyd tribute band, which had been under a lot of pressure from Roger Waters, the lead guitarist of Pink Floyd, who's a major supporter of BDS, a lot of pressure from Roger Waters and his supporters who physically threatened the tribute band. The tribute band have said, you know what? We're not going to have this. We're coming to play Israel. They will be playing dates in Tel Aviv. And on other good news, we'll also be seeing Bon Jovi returning to Tel Aviv next year. John Bon Jovi saying the audience in Israel, a very, very special audience. So last couple of days, definitely an epic BDS fail.
Yes, and I guess as John Bon Jovi himself would say, it's my life, and he gets to choose where to tour and where not to tour. Rolene, the Knesset has confirmed Benjamin Netanyahu as permanent defense minister. This is not without controversy. There have been protests. There's been unhappiness in polls. What can you tell us about this?
Well, yesterday the Knesset voted to formalize the appointment of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the permanent defense minister. And this comes off the resignation of the former defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, who resigned amid a lot of controversy last month when Israel faced its harshest barrage of rockets and mortars from the Gaza Strip, some 460 in 24 hours, and a very unpopular decision amongst Lieberman and also the education minister, Naftali Bennett, because the prime minister elected not to go into a situation of war. Now, some, I think, was this Lieberman resigning because, you know, he felt very strongly, or does he want to take advantage of a lot of dissatisfaction with Prime Minister Netanyahu at the moment to try and bolster his political party, Yisrael Biteinu, which didn't do as well as expected in the last elections, as well as the education minister, Naftali Bennett, he who is the head of Habayit HaYehudi. So these are two party leaders who are trying to maximize on the political situation at the moment. However, despite a lot of criticism, especially in the last week, of Prime Minister Netanyahu as defense minister because of the spate of terror attacks that we endured last week, which claimed the lives of two soldiers and baby Amiyad Israel, who died as a result of wounds sustained by his mother, and he was delivered prematurely. He was just 3 days old. A lot of protests against the now defense minister and prime minister and foreign minister and minister of several other portfolios, Prime Minister Netanyahu, by the public saying our soldiers have their hands tied because instead of making snap decisions, they are dealing with legal ramifications to, you know, to try and save face, or they have their hands tied to try and save face with Israel's image around the world, where we should just be getting on with the business of defending the state. A very complicated situation. A lot of criticism for Netanyahu, not just because he holds this portfolio, but because he holds many portfolios, which are seen as being extremely anti-democratic.
Yeah, I guess it's a balancing act in a government, Rolene, between trying to be more efficient and cheaper, trying to cut down on the number of ministers. We're approaching the problem from the other extreme in South Africa, and having the right checks and balances and the right separations of power within your cabinet.
It just reminds me of that old joke, you know, when Kissinger meets Meir, and he says, you know, she says to him, you know, Mr. Kissinger, your president is the president of some 400 million Americans, whereas I'm the prime minister of 6 million prime ministers. So it's pretty much one of those scenarios. Mm-hmm. And my apologies to, you know, to our listeners for killing the punchline.
No. It's always good to put a retread on an old joke. So, Rolene, lastly, the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday passed legislation targeting organizations and groups that use human shields in military confrontations with Israel. This is believed to be targeting Hamas and Hezbollah in particular. What else can you tell us about this legislation?
Well, this is very, very important legislation. And as you just mentioned, the U.S. House of Representatives passed this yesterday. And this has passed, you know, both Congress and the Senate. And the legislation is called the Sanctioning of the Use of Civilians as Defenseless Shields Act. And it just needs to be approved, and then it will go to President Trump to be signed into law. And this sanctions Hezbollah, but in particular Hamas, who use their civilians as human shields. We've seen it over the years since March with the riots on Israel's border with Gaza, where women, children, the elderly, and the disabled have been forced to the border by Hamas with the aim of gathering as many civilian deaths as possible, because they know that this plays out in the world media and people are outraged by the amount of civilian deaths. Also coupled with this is the fact that Hamas and organizations just like them hide their weapons and fire their weapons from well within civilian infrastructure. They use schools, they use hospitals, they use the zoo, they use the mosques, and even private homes of people as places to store their weapons. So they will face a severe sanction from the United States once this law comes to term. And hopefully it will. I don't see President Trump not signing this into legislation.
Thank you very much. We really hope that you get better and you shake this bug and give it what for. To our listeners out there, the husky voice does not come. It comes with a price and a cost. We wish you all the best.
I'm giving you the remixed version.
Oh, okay. Oh, so this is better. This is, we hope you're on the mend.